Hey, real quick, before we jump in, my friend Alina Vincent, who is the queen of online challenges, is opening her doors to her signature fast, easy, and profitable online challenges program. I think you definitely want to check out this step-by-step system that totally works. I've used it. It shows you the right way to create, fill, and monetize your online challenges. So just go to jenlehner.com/Alina, and that's Alina.
Hey guys, it's Gary Vay, Nerdchuck, and you're listening to the Front Row Entrepreneur Podcast with our girl, Jen.
So today I really just kind of want to chat generally about what kind of entrepreneur you are. Are you are you a solopreneur type of entrepreneur, or are you a CEO type of entrepreneur? I've been working in this space for a long time, and by this space I mean the entrepreneur space, for a long time now, and I've been really lucky to meet and work with some very incredible people. But there are a few things I've noticed that we all have in common. We're on a mission. We have an idea or a product or a service that we know will help other people. And when we're in the zone, things are amazing. We are smart and motivated, and we are not afraid to do the work. There's a good chance that you fit into this group as well. So why is it that some people do good work, see success, and have a profitable business, while other people just don't? It's really seldomly the willingness to work. Being an entrepreneur is not for everybody, that's for sure. But most entrepreneurs I meet are more than willing to grind like crazy to get where they want to go. We don't mind working. If anything, we have to force ourselves not to work so hard, right? And it's not even that we don't know what to do. If you're an entrepreneur who's been in business for a while, by now you have taken enough courses, worked with enough coaches, read enough books to understand what you need to do. You've got strategy coming out of your eyeballs. But I keep seeing a few key things where people get stuck. Even with different business models and different personalities, I see a few things happening over and over. So you might be like me. I can figure out most things and I don't mind learning new things. In fact, I kind of love it. So after a few years, I was the queen of doing it all myself. I was making money and growing a great community, and I loved that part. The problem was it was taking all of me. And you may have heard me tell this story before, but it was a pivotal moment for me when my son Jake, he was 13 at the time, he told me one day that I was not fun anymore, that he missed me. He missed me. How could he miss me? I work from home. But the truth is, I wasn't really there. I was lost in the webinars, the emails, the social media campaigns. And that's when I knew things had to change. Or you might be like April. She is a natural connector. She shows up and people just want to be around her and hear what she has to say. She's not afraid to put herself out there, and she's really good at it. She understands business fundamentals. She knows what she's worth, and her clients do as well. And then she got to the point where she literally couldn't add any more to her day, which meant her income couldn't grow either. She didn't want to settle, so she decided to take action. Or maybe you're where lots of other people are. You work hard, you get some great clients, and you enjoy every minute of the work, but you're either off or on. Money is either coming in or it's stopped, because while you were working with your clients, you couldn't do anything else, like marketing or networking or anything really, because you were too busy. And the cycle becomes self-repeating, and you know you can't continue and that something has to change. So the solution for me and for April and for most likely you also is hiring a virtual assistant, and not some college kid, although there's nothing wrong with college kids. I have one of my own and he's really great, but a professional who can become a partner. If you've been listening to this podcast for any length of time, or if you're in one of my communities, you know that I've been working with Nika for 4 years, and she is invaluable to me. She knows my business and she knows me inside and out. And it was a process to be sure, but the day that I assigned my newsletters to her and all of my social media tasks and knew it would get done and I didn't have to do it, that was a really good day. And fortunately, I've had lots of good days since then. My kids and I can have fun and I don't have to work all the time. Last week, I published a whole series of episodes with entrepreneurs who have recently hired VAs, and we looked really closely at their workflows and how they are working with their VAs specifically. If you haven't heard the podcast interviews, I hope you'll listen. I know you're going to hear some things that are very familiar, like, I don't have any time to train someone. Yep. No one can do it like I do it. Heard that too. I'm a control freak. Cross that off the list as well. I'm bad at delegating. Yep, we tackled that too. Years ago, after I hired Nika, I wanted to share what I learned about the hiring and onboarding process because it was such a game changer in my business and my life. So I put together a mini course about how to hire, and it was helpful to a lot of people, but it just brushed the surface. And of course, since then, I've learned so much more and I've grown my team. But it bugged me that some people tried to hire, and when things didn't work out, they decided that there wasn't anyone who'd be able to help them. People told me Nika must be a unicorn VA, special and one of a kind, and she is both of those things. But I know that your Nika is out there, and I want to help you find her or him. And I decided that this one thing, hiring a VA, and maybe even hiring a small team of VAs, had transformed my business and my life, and I knew it had done the same for others. It wasn't okay that it was hit or miss, or felt like some got lucky and others just didn't. So my team and I did our homework. We figured out where people got stuck. We checked and double-checked our processes, how to interview, how to qualify or disqualify, how to set things up from day one, how to train, what resources to use, how to work together every single day. And that's the Front Row CEO program. Our first group that launched in October was super successful. I kind of hoped it would be, but was really thrilled with the results. And based on our exit interviews with our students who completed the course, 85% were able to hire at least one virtual assistant to their team, and some had already hired two. Those who had not hired yet reported that they were still in the process and had very good prospects. We're starting the next round next week, and doors officially open on Thursday, February the 13th. Just go to frontrowceo.com to get on the waiting list if you're listening to this earlier than that. Also, we're in the middle of a free 4-part video series called Solopreneur to CEO Secrets, and you can catch that at ceosecretstraining.com. And if you have any questions at all, just send an email to support@jenlaner.com, or you could give me a call or send me a text at 216-438-0580. Again, that was 216-438-0580. See you next time.